Weekend Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is DJ Medi, and you're listening to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM, which is broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have special guest Mr. David Chen, and we also have Sleep Circle, the band. They're actually trying to come on the way to SFU here, so we'll see if they come late or if they're on time, but they'll be on the second half of the show. But for right now, we have Mr. David Chen. He is the founder of the International Fashion Gala, and we have like a little helper here, assistant Ronald Lee. He's actually a videographer and photographer. Say hello, boys.
Hello, good evening.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
And we also have John in the house, co-host John in the house. Say hello.
Hello, everyone. It's John in the house, and it's great to have my good friend David Chen for an interview today, because I actually helped him on a few shows, and took videos and photos, and I got him some radio play last couple years ago to promote his fashion festival coming up.
Excellent. Okay, so David, tell everyone, how did you get into fashion?
Oh yeah, this is I from international presentation of performing from Los Angeles. When I come to Vancouver in 2017, mm-hmm. where we always find a model, dancer, acting, and singing. Where we make them for sign with the agency. We training them. We feel them is getting more involved with the entertainment business performance. So in 2017, I created the Vancouver International Fashion Gala.
Yes, it looks absolutely beautiful. Oh my goodness. Okay, and I also I see on your Facebook that you also are into flower arrangements. How did you get into that?
The flower arrangement is since I married with my wife, mm-hmm. she is a flower arrangement artist.
Oh,
at the home when I come back home, she is want to go every room find little tiny or a flower arrangement. She from a little tiny flower put everywhere, even in washroom, dining room, bedroom. So I feel like, oh, my home is so sweet. I finish work. I want to go home right away.
Amazing. Okay, and you picked this song, You Raise Me Up. Maybe tell me about that choice.
Remember today is the very good days. I was lost my beloved wife, mm-hmm. for 11 years. Mm-hmm. She had 13 years ago, she had breast cancer. Then I lost her for 11 years. Mm. So today is, as always, we have hear this sounds. For our when we marry,
yes.
we playing this song for our marriage. So that's all the time when I hear this song, when I feel some sadness, I hear this sound to up to today. They all boost me up, and also is a cringe me for like a continuing doing for the fashion shows. That's I love this song.
Exactly. Here's Josh Groban on CJSF. Beautiful, beautiful song.
Wonderful.
Yes. Oh, I can't hear myself. Anyways, all right. No, this is so weird. Maybe it's just my mic. Oh, I see. My thing is off. My my headphones have been hooked off of the... There we go. All right. So, yes, we were going to talk about your show. Tell me about your upcoming show.
Oh, yes. This is the upcoming show. Is we are booked the venue in Vancouver Club on April 3rd,
yes,
which is Monday.
Yes.
Where this time the show is be a harmony. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of we performing with a fashion show. We have a live the artist painting. So with on the model, with a work on the runway.
Oh,
so
yes. They're painted? Oh,
yeah, they have the painting on the...
The body paint.
Not the body painting. It's on the design special made the dress. Mm-hmm. Then the model walk on the runway. Mm-hmm. Then the designer goes painting on the white dress.
Wow, that is going to be so interesting. Is that very artistic?
Right.
Yes.
That's very unique. I like this. The fashion show is like very unique. Mm-hmm. It's a special performing... Like a fashion as art.
Yes.
I love art so much.
Yes, yes, yes. And you have a photographer here. Tell me about Ronald. Ronald, say hello.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ronald.
Yes. And tell me, how did you get into photography?
Well, I've been photographing all my life. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize you could do this as a profession mm-hmm. until much, much later. But I've been photographing professionally since 2009. So it's been quite a journey. I can photograph almost anything. I deliberately learned the skills to be versatile, but I have a few favorite topics.
Yes, and as a photographer, other photographers like to know what kind of equipment you like to use. Is it a Nikon or a Canon?
Good question. I'm a Nikonian. So basically, I've been a lifelong Nikonian.
Yes.
And you know, other cameras, I mean, there's always the running joke. We make fun of each other's gear, but really, they all do the same thing. So it's whatever you like to use.
Right, yes. And you also get into videography. How did you get into that transition?
Well, funny thing, before I was a photographer, I was a filmmaker.
Mm.
And I moved into photography because I thought the impact was faster.
Mm.
You know, so I kept doing photos and videos, but the videos were more corporate, commercial type. I recently got back into filmmaking, and at the moment, you know, with what's going on in the world, after, you know, stoppage of work, but now everyone's raring to get back, and with all the the calls for more diversity and BIPOC in media, mm-hmm. now's a great time to be coming back and creating new materials.
I know. Oh, my gosh. And how do you guys know each other?
Oh, yes. As I just so glad because from our last show, mm-hmm. Ronald came to say, hey, David, I be want to apply for your show, the photographer position. Then
yes.
I said, I talked to with him, and he helped lots to look at the lighting and help prepare lots. Then I feel like work. He is so work hard. And the web, everybody works hard, so make the show is successful. Now we be close more friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think I love everyone. David works the hardest.
I think so. All right, and you said you were looking for some hip hop artists.
I am, because in Canada, there's a vibrant music scene, but not so much for marketing. A lot of independent artists. When it comes to music videos or their own social media marketing, they're not quite sure how. Fortunately, there are government grants that will support artists. And there is one going on right now that will pay for a music video for hip-hop artists.
Fantastic. And I know there's so many hip-hop artists that I know, and I would like to introduce to you Atomic. They're brothers, and this one's called Blow My Mind on CJSF.
Come on and blow my mind. I don't wanna waste, don't wanna waste. No, I don't wanna waste no time with you, yeah. I don't wanna waste no time, baby. Come on and blow my mind. Never seen something so fine, baby. Come here, let me blow your mind. I don't wanna waste no time, baby. I don't wanna waste.
sleep? Can I live in my damn dreams? Turned down, rushing upstream, ran over by stampede. I'm ill, you can't stamp me, please do not taunt me. No games, no hockey, you don't need to jog me. I said away, don't let me go, I've been down, that's getting old. Pick myself up off the floor, got these vices, that's how I cope. I ain't perfect, always fall short, just don't test me up on the court. Was a play, always scary game, now I'm spitting, how you feel the same? Let me up inside your brain, I know we can make a change. The world needs saving, who gonna be the ones to save it? Gotta do our part and spread the love as we let the haters watch in amazement. This is amazing. I don't wanna waste no time, baby. Come on and blow my mind. Never seen something so fine, baby. Come here, let me blow your mind. I don't wanna waste no time, baby. Come on and blow my mind. I don't wanna waste, don't wanna waste. No, I don't wanna waste no time with you, yeah.
Yeah, and we are back. Blow my mind. Yeah, and you're going to get your mind blown at the fashion show that's coming up. David, tell us how people can audition to be a model on your fashion show.
Okay, we have a coming up for the modeling casting call. We set up the date in March 18th, mm-hmm. Between 1 to 4 o'clock,
yes.
In Richmond.
Yes.
And the address, please, you can follow us with our Facebook for International Fashion Gala or Instagram at International Fashion Gala. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for, because I always, when I, after the show, I'm so proud of all the models and the designs and the audience. They also say, oh, David, the show is so great. They so enjoy. Actually, I'm so proud of them. So I will be making an announcement or posting very shortly for casting.
Fantastic. And from the last fashion show, you brought us this amazing magazine. We're just going to show that there. Perfect. So who helped you put this together?
I'm very glad for, you know, the Chinese very famous designer Guo Pei, mm-hmm. And I have my friends introduce us for interview for her.
Yes.
So she has accepted our interview and put our the magazine Gala magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So she is give us like how to she's starting to designer and share her the feelings how be independent designer and how she created those. So I wanted to do this one. Is not only our show, I want to be give to more platform for models, for artists, even mm-hmm. your different kind of sources, like dancers or the singers,
yes.
They all can be in our show. Our show is be all performing for modeling, acting, singing, and dancing.
Oh,
so this is the very unique. You can see different the show as a fashion show.
Yes. I love that about your show, because it's kind of like my show. And I was curious to know, do you watch those fashion shows on Netflix or on TV? Do you watch those ones?
Yes, I always looking for right now the fashion, they're always changing, they have a different career. Every designer they have I look at the fashion is the art, not like doesn't matter people some like a straight fashion to have very high like a Chanel fashions. Every now is the people design that they changing them, and now is it be, you know, the robot, you know, all kind of difference. I want to see the, you know, everything's creative.
Mm-hmm. And it is snowing right now, right, John? So John came in the snow.
Yeah, it's snowing. I was up on the top of the mountain in the bus.
Yeah.
And I looked out from the bus. Oh, what's that white stuff falling? Uh-oh. And I was down at the bottom of the bus, waiting, getting on the bus.
Yep.
And I heard this student say, oh, I heard it was snowing up top. Maybe I should just skip today.
Right. So do you have any tips for Vancouverites to be all nice and warm and fashionable and, you know what I mean, that still be warm and fashionable at the same time? What kind of tips can you give people?
Oh, I think the people that... Some people is a follow like fashion, but for me is if you feel comfortable, that's the best fashion.
Mm.
Whatever you wear, you feel comfortable. That's the more show personality.
Mm.
I love to show like personality. That's the key.
That's the key, folks. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Maybe just remind people, where can they follow you?
Oh, you can be sign up or follow us with Facebook is International Fashion Gala,
mm-hmm.
and Instagram is also is International Fashion Gala.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We're going to end with Sleep Circle here because they're going to be our next guest. Here's Burning Gold on CJSF. was Acid Rain by Sleep Circle. And guess what? We have the entire band in the studio. Say hello, guys.
Hi. Hey, what's going on?
All right. Introduce yourselves one by one. Tell us what you do, what you play.
I'm Jake. I am the singer.
Hey, I'm Ian. I'm the bass player.
My name's Paul. I play guitar.
I'm Andrew. I play the drums.
My name is Kavion, and I play the guitar.
Excellent. All right. And last time I saw you, Jake, was at the Rickshaw, and you guys had a sold-out show.
Yeah, Return of Rock, October, I think that was 2021. We were still mid-panini, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
And it was great to meet you.
Yeah, I know. It was so awesome. I found you in the crowd because you're quite tall. How tall are you?
6'3 without shoes on, and probably 6'5 depending on the shoes, maybe 6'6.
Yeah, so it was easy to spot you. Yeah, so we did our quick little interview back in that day. And tell me about the sound of your band.
Well, I think we're for people who like listening to heavy rock.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have, like, I think, really strong melodies, guitar harmonies, bass lines. There's something for everybody in our music. If you're one of those people that, like, only listens to the bass or something, you'll love listening to our band.
It's actually just one long bass solo, every album.
Can I say something, DJ?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I was reviewing for the show tonight, mm-hmm. and so I got your website. Very fancy, nice, and easy to follow and stuff. And I started going through some of the songs, and right away it just reminded me of a band way back 12, 15 years ago, Alice in Chains.
Oh, yeah.
Never Alice in Chains. It has that grunge rock appeal.
Definitely a big influence on it.
Yeah, a big, it's very much grunge influenced, the rock, because it sounded very much the same as Alice in Chains from back. Google them, and you'll see.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
We all love that band.
Yeah. We love that band. I think I've been to, like, 4 or 5, maybe 6 of their concerts, but at this point.
I just
take a notepad now and just, like, sort of copy down.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you guys have so many shows coming up. Tell me about the one that's coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday at Bully's in New Westminster. Ian, who are we playing with again?
Why would you ask me? I have a terrible memory.
Ooh.
League of Corruption.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, that's one. And then we are also playing with War for Your Money.
War for Your Money.
And Hunting Giants.
And Hunting Giants. And we're going to play some League of Corruption right now. Here's Something
excited.
In the Water on Ooh. CJSF.
We'll be right back.
And we're back with John in the house. He has some announcements to make.
Running on February 24th, 2023, from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., it's the Cultural Night Black History Month, SOCA. Details. On February 24th from 5 to 9 p.m., SFU students of Caribbean and African ancestry will be hosting a cultural night for the Black History Month event. Unique and delicious African cuisine, DJ set, music, and a dance floor will be provided. Local Black artists will be performing for this special night. Definitely 360 photo booth, a red carpet, and at the venue will be Instagrammable. Go to SFU SOCA Instagram account for more information, and for $10 ticket purchase, you are ready for partying at the African Caribbean mood. Come join to feel this culture at the SFUB, at the SUB ballroom at SFU. Don't forget to wear your African Caribbean outfits. All right, man. Where the venue is at the SUB ballroom, fifth floor, February 24th from 5 p.m. to 9:30. The address is 8888 University Drive, Burnaby, BC. For more information, go to www.instagram.com/P/CNXX91APK4K/.
Yeah, man. All right, and we're going to get to the Metal Meltdown show promo, and we'll be back with more Sleep Circle.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
We're
There's
back.
Sleep Circle.
Sleep Circle, yo. All right. Now tell me about, if they miss this Saturday show, where can they catch you next?
We're going to be playing March 31st at the Wise Hall in East Van. We're playing with some really awesome bands. Two of them are coming up from the States, Death Chant and Kadabra. And then we're playing as well with Mommy Fortuna, who are playing their first show in 4 years. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Super excited. And we're going to play.
Nothing like a good comeback story, am I right?
It's right. It's true.
Yes, we love them. Here's Mommy Fortuna with Be Rather on CJSF. So you have another, what do you got coming on? You got a brand new single coming out. Tell me about that.
Tomorrow our single comes out. It's called The Knife Awaits.
Yes. So tell me about that. I see like your little music video here that it's like you want everyone to like pre-save the link, right?
Yeah, I think we're honestly begging people at this point to
like we'll pay people.
Yeah. We'll come over and do your laundry, take out the trash.
All you have to go on to do is just go on to Spotify and pre-save the link for our song, and it'll be in your app tomorrow morning.
Amazing.
And there's also a music video for it.
Yes, and we're going to play the little clip that you got here, so let's just do that. That was amazing. And that music video looks like it was taken, was it under the bridge of Second Arrows Bridge?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Good eye. Second
Arrows. Yeah, so how was, who took the video? Like, did somebody help you out with that?
Yeah, he's a local guy named Diego Flores, Telescope Productions. Mm-hmm. Super awesome to work with. Very easygoing and just great at what he does.
Yeah, he did a really good job on our video. We're excited to share it tomorrow.
Fantastic. Okay, and I asked a question about who is the best with knives. Who's the chef in the group here?
This guy, Paul.
Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, it's probably Paul.
Yeah, yeah. Tuck those fingers. But everybody in this band loves food, I gotta say.
Yeah, all you're all food. Good. You're all good with knives. Yeah,
I think so.
Maybe think about what is your favorite dish and tell me about it.
Ooh, that is a great question. I think my favorite dish is probably just a pizza. I love to make homemade pizza. I got the stone, I got the peel, I got the sauce, I got the tomatoes. It's a great time.
He's from Chicago.
Okay, Ian, you're up next.
Yeah, I gotta say, you know what I love making? Braised short ribs.
Oh,
yeah, nice. like red wine or Guinness braised short ribs. Oh yeah.
I would say I like to make a nice chicken piccata.
Mm-hmm. Any red meat for me.
All right.
Any.
Yep.
I'm really into making Thai food right now, so I'm trying to make a really spicy green curry. That's what I've been practicing these days.
Fantastic. And we're going to play your song, Consumed. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Here we go.
Curse things of time.
good. OMG. All right. So, John, you wanted to tell me what you like to cook.
Well, that song was called Consumed. So normally before I got on the show today, I go to Megabyte Pizza down mm-hmm. below at the production way, and they have the best crust because it has all that sesame seeds and it's so light and I had two. It's really good. For $8, you get two slices and a pop. So I thought myself.
Megabyte ad?
Yeah. Well, I thought, for me, I got to travel from White Rock. So at 4 o'clock, I'm not really hungry. By the time I'm on the bus, I'm starting to get hungry, looking at all these restaurants going by. And so that's a good habit for me to have two slices of pizza and a thing because I need to. I can't be hungry on this show.
No, yeah. Definitely not. No, I'd be like in tears.
What's your soda of choice, John?
Oh, I like the Canada Dry, made with real ginger.
Yeah,
none of that ginger. Fake business. Yeah.
All right, guys. So, where can people find and follow your music?
Everywhere. I mean, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, Spotify, Apple Music,
TikTok.
TikTok.
You want to see us dancing?
Yeah, you should. All the funny stuff is on TikTok.
It's on TikTok.
Mostly just Jake without his
shirt.
Covered
that. Yeah. That's good.
And we actually have a really cool website that Ian made, and it's sleepcircleband.com.
Sleepcircleband.com. So follow, and then you can also get information on that new song, correct?
You got it. It's right up on the website. We'll be posting about it all over our social media. And you can listen to it tomorrow morning.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Here's Condition with Sleep Circle.
Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Meddy signing out. Wham bam, East Van.
The 411 Senior Center is offering an annual income tax clinic again this year. And to reduce the spread of COVID-19, also to ensure the highest safety of our community members is maintained, we have implemented a new system to this year's tax clinic. We are asking and encouraging everyone that wishes to have their taxes completed by our dedicated volunteers to do so first by making an appointment to drop off your tax documents. This can be done by calling 604-684-8171 or send an email to contact411@411senior.bc.ca and someone will get back to you and confirm your appointment time. That was 604-684-8171 or an email at contact411@411senior.bc.ca. And we kindly remind you to please remember to wear a mask when visiting the center.